Hey guys, it's Amon
and Christina
from Our Rich Journey.
And you are listening to the Black Married and Debt-Free Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt Free Podcast. Shira, how are you doing on this Sunday evening? You looking so good.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing well, you know. I'm feeling very motherly today.
Okay. Yeah, describe
is
that,
is that a vibe? Because I hear like auntie is a vibe, like... Are you in your auntie bag? Like, that's something I'm hearing a lot of women say. Well, today I'm in my mommy vibe.
That's but, good.
I'm feeling good. How about yourself?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good, Shara. I'm feeling good. Excited to talk with you today. I'm glad to get you on camera because I feel like I haven't seen you in so long. I feel like they haven't seen you in so long. So if you're listening to this, cool. But if you want to check us out on YouTube, we're on there as well. So just, you know, while you're at it, you might as well subscribe. You know what I mean? But yes, we're excited to be on this week's podcast. We're going to be talking about something interesting, Shire. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about marriage, a marriage component, maybe get into finances within the marriage.
Yes.
And we're gonna have some fun.
Okay.
Well, we know that there has been some turmoil within sports and celebrity couples of late.
Yes, yes.
You know, but we're going to talk about one in specifically. We're going to be talking about Tom Brady and his wife, Janelle.
Her name? I thought her name was...
Janelle Bunch.
I thought it was Giselle.
Giselle. Thank you, Shai. Giselle. They're like a very... They're not Jay-Z and Beyonce, but Tom Brady is a very well-known guy. Like, pretty much how I gauge it, y'all, is like, if Shire knows the name, then I know this guy's popular.
Okay, well, I know the name, but you definitely know more about Tom Brady. I remember Tom. Remember Tom on MySpace? Was that MySpace? Tom was your first, your first friend.
Yes.
So between that Tom and this Tom, I guess I know Tom.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know, Tom Brady is the Michael Jordan of football. Essentially, he's the longest tenured, I think, professional football player. Definitely quarterback. Mm-hmm. In NFL history, he's on his 23rd year, Shira. He's won seven Super Bowls, and he's been to nine.
Okay.
I mean, numbers are out of this world, and he's 45 years old, so he is just like super old to be doing what he's doing. He's married to a supermodel wife. I'm talking about, this is how much of a supermodel she is, Shire.
Don't lay it on too thick, because your wife is sitting right next to you.
I'm not going to comment on her physique or looks. But she makes reportedly $40 million a year.
Okay.
And she doesn't do print or runway modeling anymore. She just get, that's her catalog. You see what I'm saying? So she's a worldwide, you know, model, you know. So anyway, long story short, she's worth a whole lot of money. He obviously, like I said, is a great player. He makes good money as well. Well, she has been for years wanting him to, okay, when, you know, I'm supportive wife. You got all these accolades. When are you going to retire and come back to the family? They have like three kids together. And, you know, some of his kids are getting into sports. They're getting into the teenage years. And it's like, okay, I've been holding down the fort. When are you going to come and stop this football thing? Because, Shire, you know, sports is year-round. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So leading after last year, he had a good year, but he said, you know what? It's time to hang it up. No one had a problem with it. No one said, no, stay. It was time, okay? She was happy. Everything seemed good. He's going with his family, putting his family first. And then as the football season got closer, drew nigh, right? Uh-huh. He decided, I need to come back. I have to do this. This is my passion. This is what I want to do. I'm coming back. And so now it's reported that he and his wife are having issues, their potential separation there. So he, you know, it's taking its toll on him. You know what I mean? He's working through it. But child, I want to get your thoughts and your opinion on this, because I always want to get a female perspective. What side of this are you coming out on? What's your thoughts on this? Do you think she has a valid point? And, you know, what's the line between following your passion and not being present as a partner, as a father, or as a partner? Let's go there. You know, I want to hear you. I want to hear you go on this one.
Yeah. Well, I think this is an interesting topic because, you know, we see celebrities and what celebrities are going through, but what they're experiencing is definitely something that many marriages experience. Right. So right. I think that that's why this is a good topic, not just because of who they are, but because it's relatable.
Yeah.
My thoughts, and I don't know Tom, y'all. I don't know him. Giselle, I don't know. I don't know her either.
Right.
But I think that Tom's identity is football. Right. You know, that's a big part of his identity, and he feels that this is something that he needs. Doesn't mean that he's not present. I don't think that's fair to say.
Okay.
Because if you go through a divorce, wouldn't he be less present? And so if you want him to be more present, would divorce actually be the solution?
Wow.
You know, and then my other question is, I don't know. Do you know how long they've been married?
So they've been married about, I know it's over 10 years.
Okay, so
10, 12 years, somewhere around there.
What I gather from that was that he was playing football when you met him.
Yes.
So why is it now a problem?
Okay.
It's not like he changed up on you and right. said at 45, I think I want to go to the league.
Right.
And I need your support. But this is what he was doing when you met him.
Right.
So I think a challenge can surface in a relationship when a person shows you who they are, a football player, but you think you can change them. And you think that because you're their wife and that they're going to rearrange their life and, you know. But the other point is, he said he was going to leave. He said he was going to retire.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, let your word be your bond, like your word,
right.
It, you know, so you said it, but I do feel that people reserve the right to change their mind.
Okay.
But I definitely feel it sounds complicated to me.
Yeah. So Shire, that's a great insight there. Just to provide some back end story, I guess it's like a feeling of he's moving the goalpost, because I guess like at year 15 he said it's coming to a close. And you know, like when you're in church and you're sitting there and the preacher's doing good, but you're looking at your watch like, all right, and they say, I'm coming to a close, don't worry, I'm almost done. And she's like, all right, cool, we almost done, we almost up out of here.
But then what really happened?
And then he goes for another 10, 15, 20 minutes, and you look like, then they hit you with it again, I'm almost done. I'm getting ready to close. And then they hit you for another 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, this brother, he just keep moving the goalpost. So I think it's a little bit of that with her. Frustration there had already built up from him moving the goalpost. And then to actually fully retire, like, sorry, I mean, this brother sent in the Twitter post, the sad, you know, heartfelt letter to you know, open letter, as celebrities like to do. People cried and said he's gonna be the greatest, and he was off into the sunset, and then came back similar to Michael Jordan, as he, you know, from when we was, you know, back in the 90s.
And how'd that work out? And I'm just
playing. Right.
I'm just joking.
So I think there's a little bit of that.
But the thing about retirement is, you don't really know what it's like until you actually do it. And so I'm not sure how. It doesn't sound like he was retired
months.
For long, but it sounds like, okay, I've retired and it's not what I thought
it
was.
Like it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll give you an example. Like in the finance community, you have a lot of people who, you know, they retire early, but now they got all these hobbies. Now they doing this and they're doing that, and it's almost like they have a job, but they're doing it on their terms now. But it's still work.
Yeah, they still want to feel like they're doing something.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, and let me ask you a question,
because
you know Tom, okay? He know Tom.
Yeah, me and Tom, we cool. We good people.
Did you think he was really going to retire?
Because of the magnitude of it, I did, Shire.
Oh,
because
you did?
Because of the magnitude of it, I did. I felt like he still had a couple good years that he could have done it, but I felt like he's serious about it. You know, he really rolled this thing out. Like, it was a whole rollout to it. So I was like, oh, there's no way he's not serious. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or was I wrong?
Right. But I feel like, as you said, like, Michael Jordan did it. Mm-hmm. Like, we have seen people go into retirement and come out of mm-hmm. it. So there's a possibility, yeah. you know, especially when you have someone, you know, this is their identity.
Yes.
This is, you know, he needs it.
Yeah.
You know, if he's doing all of this.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, you know, as his spouse, if she knew that this was a possibility. Mm. Sometimes you know. You say things, but, you know, as a wife, you know.
He ain't going to do that.
I don't, you know, like, you just kind of know. Like,
I believe
it
when I see it.
You
kinda,
know, like,
yeah.
this is a possibility.
Well, Shia, let me throw this curveball in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because there, on some other podcasts that I frequent, I heard the conversation of, you know, maybe not only is it an identity thing for him, like, this is my passion. Maybe, and he actually has something in place where he will be doing color commentary after retirement, making some nice money.
Yeah.
But it's, their story is very well known that she is is the breadwinner, right? Like, he makes really good millions of dollars athlete money, but supermodel money and athlete money, for some reason, are very different. Right.
Yeah, and I...
So do you think there's yeah. something in there with that? Like, men, the need to, like, I want to feel like I'm hunting. You know what I mean? And this thing is a gladiator sport. It's fulfilling that need for me. I might not make as much as you, but at least I know I'm going out and I'm bringing home something. Yo, I got this for us today.
Mm.
Whereas opposed to if I'm just a retiree, it's like, dang. I guess you need me to watch the kids, honey? Like, that's hard pill swallow. What do you think? Do you think there's some of that at play?
I hope not, because that's...
okay.
Why are we talking about... I mean, I feel like when you have that kind of money, it doesn't
it's
really...
It's just money at that point.
It doesn't really matter.
Okay. That makes sense.
Like, I hope that she's not feeling that, you know, I'm making more money. If you're not going to do what I want you to do, right. then I'm gonna take control and say it's over. Mm. You know, I hope not. I don't really know. You know,
you never know.
I haven't made my millions
like.
Yet, right. but when I do, I'll come back with a little bit more insight on that. But I really hope that would be very sad, right?
Yeah.
You have these two rich people and
I'm
it's
richer.
Like, who's richer?
Yeah.
Well, she better watch out because she might have to pay him some some alimony.
Hey, I'm used to a certain lifestyle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need to keep that up for me.
Yeah. But- I mean, it's interesting how that has been part of the conversation, like, you know, her salary and his salary and making that comparison. But if you all are in a marriage, it's both of your money. Unless they have a prenup, which I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. Tom, hey, we don't know.
Well, Shia, let's bring this thing on home, because let's take it out of the celebrity realm, which we've been mm-hmm. in, and let's bring it more practical to maybe a couple that's like us or a couple that may be listening. And I think I asked you this on the front end, but I don't know if you answered it. But when is it? What's the line between your partner following their passion and your partner not being present in the family? Where do you see the separation there? Or is there no separation? Is it like, I need you to do both? Like, you need to figure out how to do both.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thought on that?
In the celebrity realm, mm-hmm. I feel like you have access to help.
Mm.
Okay? Some people don't have access
Thank
to help.
You. He ain't got to be
like
here.
Someone
he could pay,
who
he
can
could
pay
a Tom.
Someone to, like, you know, do that. Because, like, when you think of every day, I'm thinking, okay, there are things that need to be done. Okay, like, we got house duty. We have, you know, helping kids with their homework,
right.
you know. And there's a certain task when you get to a certain income level that you can actually have someone take care of those small things that are really big to, like, ordinary people.
Yeah.
But going back to your question, I feel like you can do both, but you have to understand that a person can't be everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your person is a traveling athlete, you clearly have the means to travel to and attend some of those games, and that clearly can also be a family affair.
Right.
A lot of people take their families to games.
Yeah, and I think she was very present in the past with the games mm-hmm. and the kids and
but
stuff.
She just sped up now.
Yeah.
So must be but nice, yeah. You know. Anywho, but yeah, you know, we
the regular people.
We each, you know, we have a role.
Yeah.
And but there are some times where you know you might feel that you're picking up. I don't want to even say this sounds cruel, right? Your partner's slack. Like that's cruel. Yeah. But sometimes you're giving 100 and sometimes you have to give 110.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner might only be able to give 90 at the time. And it's just, this came up today.
Yes.
You know, you need to think about your long-term goal. Yeah. You know, your long-term, you're just thinking about right now.
That's
like,
good.
I'm not happy right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe this ain't gonna work out, you know, but long term, he ain't gonna always be playing at them games. You know,
I mean,
your husband's
brother,
not
just
always
can't. Yeah,
exactly.
It's not possible.
Your husband's
you know?
Not gonna always be working two jobs.
Yeah.
You know, he's not, it's temporary.
That's a good shot.
It's temporary. And so many times we want to make a permanent decision over a temporary, you know, instance or occurrence or, you know, what's the word for that?
Situation.
Yeah.
Okay, Shire. I love that. I agree with you on that one. I think like a lot of times we want to just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
It's like,
I've been there, ladies. We, you know,
yeah.
I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just get caught up in the moment. Your partner's not doing what you want them to do. They're not as present as you want them to be. You don't feel heard. And it's just like, you know what? This ain't going to work out.
Right.
But you're only thinking about now. You have children, you know, many of us have children. There are a lot of factors than your happiness in the moment.
And I think that is beautifully put, Shire, because a lot of times we know the importance of a father and a family. And it's like a lot of times, like even if he's a busy man or he's away and this and that, he's still there. You know, the kids still, he's still present for the kids more so than he would be if you were to say, you know, I'm frustrated that you're always busy and I just want to, let's just split this whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's further away, like
right.
how you said on the front end. And I think like that's something that you always got to keep in your mind. Like you said, think long term. So yeah, that's key. Now, Shire, I had another point I wanted to drive home or question I wanted to add to this. Okay, that's what I was going to say. It's really interesting because this is a couple that really is kind of set up like a modern couple where both partners earn money. So let's take it off of them once again and bring it to a couple like us or like the listener where both parties are working.
Yes.
Okay. But maybe one's job requires a little more of them. So the other is not only working their job, this is kind of our story,
mm-hmm.
not only working their job, but like has more time or is forced more to do home stuff too.
Yeah.
So how do we navigate that? I know before I let you go, you know, like Shire will bring it up. Like Shire will go. And she'll like you said, do the 110, you know, what needs to be done. And then at a certain point, she'll have a conversation like,
eyes tired, eyes weary.
I need some this and that. And it's like I told her, I said, you're an excellent crutch. I said, you're so good to the point where I forget you are one. And you start thinking like, this is just how it is. Like Shire does that. And then I have to step back and say, dang, okay, let me grab more tasks when I can, because she is right. Technically, we both work. So we should both share the household and child load where we can.
Wow.
Of course, we have different strengths. Like I'm not really great with the kids' homework, so maybe that wouldn't be my thing. But there's other things I can do, you know. So what do you think about that, Shire? What do you think about?
Yeah, I mean, like we communicate.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
this is, I'm a great communicator.
Sharpie.
And sometimes I shouldn't communicate as much as I do. Mm-hmm. However, but I think that's a part of it,
yeah.
right? You know, we are all working together. You, me, the children, like they can do things that make it more easier on me as a mother.
Yes.
You know, I shouldn't have to remind you to make your bed or to do your homework. And so just really setting, you know, having that foundation of what the expectations are. When I say that, I'm like, okay, the kid, everybody need to kind of fall in line, you know, like the children need to do what they need to do. I need to do what I need to do. Marcus is doing what he does. And we work together to make it happen. And like, I know you're talking about us, but I was reading a book with our daughter. One of those like Who's Who book. It was kind of like a biography book. And we were reading it on Michelle Obama. And there was a part in the book where it was talking about how like she was teaching and Obama, he was getting more busy with his politics
political endeavors.
And how he would just be gone on the weekends.
Right.
And like she would have her two little girls there. And like she sacrificed.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to sacrifice, that's when a lot of people want to throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
They think, I shouldn't be going through this.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with this. I don't have to sacrifice. You do have to sacrifice. Yeah. Like we look at like Michelle and Obama, like, oh, like they're just, we still love them dearly.
Right.
But do we acknowledge the sacrifice, you know, that, or think about the sacrifices that Michelle had to make, or think about the sacrifices that even Obama had to make in order to get to where they are, in order to become the couple, you know, that a lot of us look up to and a lot of us admire.
Right.
And so, yes, relationships require sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And we have to remind ourselves of that, you know, like, okay, I'm taking on a lot today.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm going to throw in the towel, but it's just like, it's a part of the sacrifice for, you know,
the greater good,
you know, and that the sacrifice is not permanent. Right. No one's shouldn't be, you know, but sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
And that is just the reality of it, you know, and another thing, like, okay, you said they were married for like 10 years.
Yes.
10 years?
10 to 12 years.
10 to 12 years. I mean, y'all got some time in.
Yeah.
Well, we got a little bit of time on you, okay?
Right,
so we've been married, you know, 15 years. And you got to take the good with the bad.
Yes.
It's a very naive look at marriage to think that it's going to be perfect every day.
Yeah.
And every day is going to be sunshine and rainbows and passion and picnics in the park. No.
Yeah.
Girl, hey, this is marriage. This is marriage. And Mama said there will be days like this.
Yeah.
There will be days like this, Mama said. You know, it's going to work out, you know, but you have to, you know, you have to get through the tough times. And for many of us, there's going to be good times.
Yeah.
You got to take the good and the bad.
It's a statement that I like. I forgot who said it, but it's choose your heart, right? You're working through a tough time now. Like, okay, my partner's not as present as I want him to be. He's always away. She's always away, whatever. Or I'm single and we're co-parenting and you know we're dividing up assets and we're you know now my kids are you know seeing this and so both are hard, but which one would you rather choose? You know what I mean? I'd rather choose that we're gonna work through it. Let's talk through it. Let's communicate through it. Let's kind of find our process. I'd rather work through that then work through the other thing. You know, I didn't even mention. Now are you going to date again? Like, that's a whole nother can of worms. So.
Well, she's a model. Like you said, she's a top model.
Shouldn't be
model.
Too hard to get. Yeah, you know.
You know, I guess. But, you know, it's goes to show that relationships are complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of celebrity things going out there, you know.
Ooh, it's lit,
with
y'all.
Nia Long and... Mm-hmm. I can't say her husband's name, but y'all know who he is. You know, you know, relationships are they're not married though.
No,
that was the other
thing. Long time girlfriend boyfriend.
Yeah. So
they did have a kid though.
Mm-hmm. It's complicated.
It's complex.
It's tough, and you know, be thankful if you have a good role model in your life. Be thankful for that, because many times we look to celebrities, and we can't do that. Not all the time. Not all the time, but you know I do. I'm still rocking with Michelle and Barack.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Family right there. Yeah. But Shai, it's funny because you said like social media makes you feel like these people are touchable and accessible. Yeah. Like, they're living in a different world.
It's different.
You know what I mean? So we always got to remember that. But
it's different. But sometimes the problems are very similar and are still relatable and still give rise to meaningful conversations and reflection on our own lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. I love that one. Well, I think this is a good one. Hopefully you all enjoyed this episode. If you did, be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Mm-hmm. 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. Share this with some people that you think may get something out of it. Shire, you got anything else? Anything else you want to share?
No, but you know, best wishes, Tom, because we spent the whole time talking about Tom.
Yeah,
and his wife.
We hoping y'all make this thing work.
Yeah,
I don't want you to win because I want my Raiders to win, but that's another conversation.
Marcus.
We're gonna holler at y'all on the next episode. This is Marcus. I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shire,
and we out. Peace.
Bye.